from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's work the phone lines just a little bit. Let's head over to our buddy Squid Billion up in Dallas, Georgia. What's up, Squid? Good morning.
Morning, everybody. Morning, Elder Squid.
Sir.
Hey, my wake-up call this morning is for whoever is targeting my mailbox. About a week ago, maybe 10 days, I got home from work and it was bashed in. Pretty sure it was accidental. Like it looked like maybe somebody drove too close, hit it with their side mirror. But this morning, the box was on the ground. The post was broke clean in half, and there was a cinder block in my yard. If there had been a horse head inside the box, I would think maybe Mike put out a hit on Squid Nation, and I shouldn't have followed him on X. But I don't know what it is. It's a pink mailbox because my wife likes pink, so maybe somebody doesn't like that. But I mean, another thing to add to the list for what makes you a sucky person, just like don't break somebody's mailbox. It's rude.
Hey, thanks for weighing in, Squid Billion.
I want to know, Will.
You heard it here first. Squid Nation has pink mailboxes.
So. First off, we believe in the right to choose your own mailbox in Squid Nation.
Okay.
I don't have that in my neighborhood, but I agree with Will's right to do that. But I'm going to tell you something. I want to know where Will was at last night. Your buddy Will, who's the leader of the mafia.
Sure. Yeah, what's going on?
And he was at the HQ, I'm sure, the guard shack. He might have... I want to get surveillance on the guard shack that is Mike's Mafia's HQ.
You think that he put a hit out on Squid Billion?
I think he did.
Pink mailbox.
I think he did. Yeah, him. Yeah, either. I don't know. I think it was just Will. I think I'm gonna go with that. Trying to think of some other of the Mafia members, but I don't really recall most of their names because they're just unimportant.
That's okay.
Where was Skip at?
I have. We had to get to a couple.
He drives
more
around for a living.
I do have a wake up call of sorts, but it's more of a question for y'all. I had this realization yesterday. I'm on the phone with my dad. And he's like, sorry, man, I missed your call. I was in the pool, and I kind of heard it buzzing for a minute, and I went over, and it said, missed call Mike Johnson. I was like, Dad, is my name in your phone as Mike Johnson? And he was like, yeah, what's it supposed to be, son? And I was like, I don't know. I just something a little more endearing than Mike Johnson. I don't know. He was like, man, I don't know what else to put in there. I was like, I guess nothing, man. It just sounds a little funny that I'm in your phone as Mike Johnson.
But what if it was like Brat number two or something?
I mean, that would be more endearing.
A little bit more engaging. I'm pretty sure as soon as I said I do on the at my wedding that my dad changed my name to Ally McCauley in his phone.
No kidding.
He changed it that night.
Wow.
Dang.
I still haven't changed.
Like, done.
I have friends that have been married 10 years. I haven't changed their name on my phone.
I haven't changed my wife's name in her phone.
Your dad
phone.
Was like, thank God. I finally unloaded her. Somebody finally took the bait.
Yep.
Well, I was there. I don't remember your dad saying, I finally got Allie off the payroll. So that's a good thing. I don't remember him saying that.
Day Day or GDL, either one of y'all know what you're in your parents' phone as? I was going to ask Day Day, but he's not back there anymore. Because his kids actually do have phones. I'm just curious, like, is that just a normal thing? Either one of y'all, Dylan?
I know my mom has me and her phone is just Dylan Matthews.
Yeah.
The full name's a lot for me.
Ask Day-Day what his kids are in his phone as.
He's coming.
Hey, Day-Day.
He's coming over to the podium now.
I had a realization yesterday, Day-Day. I had a realization that I'm in my dad's phone as Mike Johnson. What are your kids in your phone?
So only the one son that has a he's in there just as Carson.
Okay.
Yeah.
But no last name. You didn't have to put.
I don't think I have to double check.
You didn't put Carson Lewis in there.
You know what? No, I didn't.
You don't need the reminder of his last name.
Oh, I love it, man. It's just a little strange. Anyways,
I know that I'm guaranteed that I'm in my parents' phone is just Bo, like
right.
spelled correctly. But the last name makes it seem
very formal.
Yeah, it's like
my golly, Dad.
Because I'm sure your dad's got to know another Mike Johnson.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he knows plenty of Mikes. So, and my dad struggles with phones as it is.
Good, Princey's son.
Let's go back to the phone line. Let's get our buddy John in LaGrange. Good morning, John. How's it going, man?
Hey, good morning, Godfather.
Where were you last night, John? Were you driving around with cinder blocks?
Hit Squid Billion's pink mailbox.
I was eating the crap out of a pink mailbox. That's what I was
There it is. We have it admitted.
Real quick, you know, I'm the FCS ambassador, and football's right around the corner. So my wake-up call this morning is for North Dakota State. You know, you got guys like William and Mary right up the road. You've got a great, not former FCS school that is now in the Sun Belt. You know, you got schools that are growing and inspiring for greater things. And then you have North Dakota State, who likes to, you know, just beat up on everybody. So my wake-up call is for them. And one other thing before I go, I have to be at work by 8:30, so I would much rather see the Braves and the Reds play in Bristol, because at 8:30 in the morning, Bo would still be running somewhere around right there.
I knew exactly where you were going with that. The minute you brought it up, I was like, man, here we go. He's going to talk about clocking Bo with a sundial instead of a stopwatch. Oh, it looks like, we do have maybe the culprit on the line. Dylan, can we go ahead and get to Will and the Mike's Mafia HQ? Will, what's going
Why'd
on, man?
Why'd you do it, Will?
Where
Why'd
were you,
you do
last
it?
Night, Will?
Why'd you do Why, Will? Why?
Oh, okay. So first off, I bartend at night, so I don't want to hear that.
Good for you.
I'm just defending myself. Since you want to call me out, I have to call in. I'm not going to let there be this belittling of the Mafia members when Squid Billy probably destroyed his own mailbox.
We didn't belittle you. We just accused you. We made accusations.
Hey, Will, real quick before we let you go, what's the worst drink to make? When somebody comes in and order, you look at them like they're just mean.
Something fruity.
Like a mojito or something.
Yeah, you're like, dude, I'm not grinding up your mint leaves.
How often does someone say, yeah, I just want something fruity, man?
It's happened. They're like, I want tequila with some fruit juices. I'm like, no. How about an old fashioned or a Manhattan or something that's
good. We all know Bo's going to walk in and order sex on the beach or something like
I
that.
I order transfusions,
weird. So,
all right? Will. That's what I order.
All right, let's go to Al in Atlanta. Al, good morning, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, morning, everybody. Morning. Baby Squid Nation in the house this morning.
That's right, Big Al.
How much did he pay you?
That's right. Hey, I'll be at work during the week, so it'll be hard for me to call in, but I'm always listening, baby.
Nation. I love it, man.
Well, I love having Al to call in.
I was a nobody before I joined the nation.
Tell him, Otis.
That's right.
But listen, my wake-up call is a little different this morning, fellas. You know, I'm listening to sports. You know, hope my Braves get together. But my question is, Mike and Squid, these Art the Blank, these billionaires. I know they got chauffeurs and everything. Do y'all think these billionaires have a driver license? Do they ever drive themselves? Please answer that for me. Y'all have a great day.
Yeah, that's actually a phenomenal question. I'll be honest. I saw Arthur around the facility a lot in Fire Branch. Never saw him drive. It was a Sprinter van every time. And I don't know if it was because of the distance that he had to come from his headquarters or house or whatever in Buckhead and get up there, but no, never saw him behind the wheel, ever.
I'm sure that Arthur has a driver's license. I just don't think Arthur uses it. His driver, I think his name is Bill. Met him, nice guy. But every time I see Arthur, I see Bill. Bill drives. So I don't believe that he drives, but I just think that it's one of those things, Allie, that maybe you want to keep just in case. You know, yeah. you never know. Maybe it's a vacation day for. I'm sure you have a backup driver, but you maybe just want to. Maybe you just want to run out, and you know you got a guilty pleasure. You don't know anybody. Want anybody to know that you're swinging by and picking up like some you know some pizza or something. You just want to go grab it.
Right. You know who's an interesting person that cannot drive? They are not allowed to drive at all.
Okay.
Flo.
Who's that?
Flo from Progressive.
What?
Wait, Flo can't drive?
She's not allowed to drive because can you imagine if she got in a wreck?
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine the headlines?
I never even considered
that girl
this.
From Progressive hit me.
Flo? I was like, who the heck is Flo?
I'm going to sue her.
Totally oh, random, man. But yeah. she's not allowed no, to drive.
And then she pulls out her insurance card and it's like State Farm. You're like, hey, what?
You're with Geico? What? Oh, man.
Well, yeah, the gecko got me.
We got to get to break here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.